I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What are we learning about how the coronavirus is affecting critically ill patients?
A study of COVID-19 in New York City tracked hundreds of critically ill patients admitted at two hospitals in March. Research in The Lancet found about two-thirds were men, and more than 80% had at least one chronic illness. The highest risk factors were pre-existing lung and heart conditions. By the end of April, nearly 40% of critically ill patients in the study had died.
The CDC has issued detailed guidelines for the reopening of schools, restaurants, and other public places.
The CDC says ultimately coronavirus statistics should drive the reopenings around the country and that lockdowns should stay in place in areas that indicate the need. But guidance released over the weekend suggests that schools keep desks 6 feet apart, masks for all staff, and lunch at the students' desks, not the cafeteria. It also recommends staggered arrival times and daily temperature checks.
Health officials in the biggest city in the Mid-South are concerned about what they're calling a silent pandemic.
The demand for opioids in Tennessee's biggest county, Shelby, which includes Memphis, has surged during the COVID-19 crisis. Josh Well with the Memphis Area Prevention Coalition on one possible explanation.
The stimulus checks, so people that have opioid use disorder now have a lot of extra money.
There have been 400 drug overdoses, more than 100 of them fatal, in Shelby County, Tennessee, in the past month.
Sewage could help in studying the spread of COVID-19.
It's hoped the data collected from wastewater treatment plants will help identify and predict future spreads of coronavirus. Tammy Sivy is a researcher at Saginaw Valley State University in Michigan.
It's a good measure of the total number of infected people in a region.
More than 100 sewage treatment plants around the country are taking part in a pilot program being coordinated by several universities and research hospitals.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.